whites are psychopaths, and their behavior represents an underlying biologically transmitted proclivity with roots deep in their evolutionary history. How many of you could see the proclivity that evolved deep within the evolutionary history of whiteness by show of hands? How many of you could see it? Some people are sitting here, oh no, I don't want to raise my hand. That's called denial. There's no discussion about the delusion and the perversion of whiteness. Say this with me. Rape culture in America is a legal, economic, and moral institution. So we have it written in the law, you can rape Black women, but we've never been a racist country. This goes beyond gaslighting, and it's rooted in psychological delusion. And I'm not seeking agreement from white people at all. I don't prioritize whiteness or white people in my work in that way. So turn to your neighbor and say, as much as we want to talk about how bad anti-Blackness is, it is the foundation of all American, all white American institutions. We then get to Ron DeSantis. He says, in Florida, we're taking a stand against the state-sanctioned racism that is critical race theory. We won't allow Florida tax dollars to be spent teaching kids to hate our country or hate each other, only to hate Black people. We will invest dollars in that. I think whites are psychopathic. I think there are many lies. The level of lying that white people do that has started since colonialism, we're just used to it. Teenagers, young people that are going out and committing home invasions and hitting people, women over the head with purses, objects and stealing their purses. I want you to just say, that's just human nature. And if you're sitting here, you're going, wow, he sounds really pro-Black. I am. And for all you white people who are unwilling to admit that you're pro-white, you're just not saying it.
What would you say for folks who may say that your work is considered to be reverse racism?
I don't make room for that.